This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of July, 2025. Essence, sweet children, open big shops, that is centres, in the big cities. Have meetings, make plans, and think about how to increase doing service. Question. Everyone knows about the physical wonders, but what is the biggest wonder of all that only you children know about? Answer. The biggest wonder of all is that the Father, the bestower of salvation for all, himself, comes and teaches us. In order to tell everyone about this wonderful thing, you have to have a lot of show at your shops, because it is only when people see a lot of show that they go somewhere. Therefore, the biggest and best shop should be in the capital, so that everyone can come and understand. Song. To live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. It can also be said God Rudra speaks, because it is not the rosary of Shiva that is remembered. The rosary that human beings turn so much on the path of devotion is called the Rosary of Rudra. It is the same thing, but Shiv Baba teaches you the right way. It should be the other name, but the name of Rosary of Rudra has continued. Therefore, it also has to be explained that there is no difference between Shiva and Rudra. It is in the intellects of you children that you have to make good efforts and come close in Baba's Rosary. You are given an example of how children race to their goal, touch it, and then come back and stand beside the teacher. You children know that you have been around the cycle of 84 births. You now have to go and be threaded in the rosary first. That race is of human students, whereas this is a spiritual race. You cannot have that race. This is a matter of souls. Souls don't become young or old, or bigger or smaller. Souls remain the same size. You souls have to remember your Father. There is no question of difficulty in this. Although some become slack in studying this, what difficulty is there in having this remembrance? None at all. All souls are brothers. In that race, young ones would run faster. That doesn't apply here. You children race in order to be threaded in the Rosary of Rudra. It is in your intellects that there is a tree of you souls. That is the rosary of all human beings who belong to Shiv Baba. It isn't a rosary of just 108 or 16,108. No. It is the rosary of all human beings. You children understand that all will go and become present, number-wise, in their own religion, and that they will go to the same place again every cycle. This too is a wonder. No one else in the world knows about these things. Among you too, those who have broad, unlimited intellects are able to understand these things. The only concern you children should have in your intellects is how to show everyone this path. This is the Rosary of Vishnu. From the beginning there is the genealogical tree. There are also the branches and twigs. There are tiny souls up there, and there are human beings here. Then all souls will go back and stand there accurately. These are wonderful matters. The physical wonders that people go to see are nothing. There is such a wonder that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the bestower of salvation for all, himself, comes and teaches us. You have to imbibe all of these points. The main aspect is, who is the God of the Gita? Once you gain victory in this, that's all you need. The Gita is the mother, the jewel of all scriptures, spoken by God. You have to try this first. Nowadays, people want a lot of show. Many people rush to shops where there is a lot of show because they believe that there will be very good things there. Some children are worried that they would have to give 100,000 or 200,000 deposit for rent to open a large centre, as that's the only way they would find a building they like. There should be just one big royal shop. Big shops are opened in big cities. The biggest shop you have should be in the capital. You children should learn how to increase service. When you open big shops, big important people will come. The sound from big important people spreads quickly. Try to do this first. Create a huge place for doing service in a big city, so that important people go and see it and become amazed. Those who explain at such places also have to be first class. When a Brahma Kumari who is not so clever explains, people think that all Brahma Kumaris are like that. There has to be first-class salesmen at the shops. All of this is a business too. The father says, when you children have courage, Bapdada helps. That perishable wealth is not going to be useful at all. You have to earn your imperishable income, just as this Brahma did. There will be benefit for many in this. No one starves to death. You are able to eat. This one also eats. The food and drink you receive here cannot be received anywhere else. Everything here belongs to you children. You children have to establish your own kingdom. You need very broad and unlimited intellects for this. When your name is glorified in the capital, everyone will believe that what you say is the truth, that only God can make you into the masters of the world. Human beings cannot make human beings into the masters of the world. Baba continues to advise you on how to expand service. Service will expand when children become generous-hearted. Do whatever you do with great generosity. To carry out an auspicious task by yourself is very good. It is said that those who do something without being told are deities. Those who do it after being told are human beings. And those who don't do anything, even after being told, are... Baba is the bestower. He is not going to tell anyone to do something or to spend a certain amount for a task, no. Baba has explained that great kings are never tight-fisted. Kings are always bestowers. Baba advises you about what you should go and do. a lot of caution is also required. Maya has to be conquered. Your status then becomes very high. The results will be announced at the end. Those who pass with good marks will be very happy. At the end, all of you will have visions of what you have done. However, what could be done at that time? Each of you will receive whatever is in your fortune. Making effort is a different matter. The Father tells you, children, to have broad and unlimited intellects. You are now becoming righteous souls. Many righteous souls in the world have been and gone. They are very famous. So-and-so was a very righteous soul. Some people acquire a great deal of money and then suddenly die. A trust is then formed. When a child is not reliable, a trustee is appointed for him. At this time, it is a world of sinful souls. People donate money to the big gurus, etc. For example, the Maharaja of Kashmir willed all of his wealth to the Arya Samjis so that their religion could expand. What do you now have to do? What religion do you have to expand? You just have the one original eternal deity religion. No one knows that you are once again establishing that religion. Establishment takes place through Brahma. You children must now stay in remembrance of the One. You purify the whole world with the power of your remembrance, because a pure world is needed for you. When this one is set ablaze, it will be purified. Anything that has been spoilt can be purified by fire. All the impure elements are burnt in a fire so that only pure matter remains. You know that this world is very dirty and tamopratan. It has to be made satopratan. This sacrificial fire is of this knowledge. You are Brahmins. You know that many things have been written in the scriptures in connection with this sacrificial fire. The name of Daksha Prajapita is also mentioned. So what happened to the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra? They sat and wrote so many stories about that. There is no proper description of the sacrificial fire. Only the Father comes and explains everything. You children have now created the sacrificial fire of this knowledge on the basis of Srimat. This sacrificial fire is of this knowledge, and it is also a university. Knowledge and a sacrificial fire are two separate things. A sacrificial fire has to have offerings put into it. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, comes and creates this sacrificial fire. This is a very important sacrificial fire, into which the whole of the old world is to be sacrificed. You children have to make plans for doing service. You can also go and serve in the villages, etc. Many people tell you to give this knowledge to the poor. They simply advise you. They don't do anything themselves. They don't do service themselves, but simply tell you to do this and that it is very good, but that they themselves don't have the time. They say this knowledge is very good. Everyone should receive this knowledge. those people consider themselves to be important and senior, and you to be junior to them. You have to remain very cautious. Together with those studies, you also have this study. By being educated, you learn how to talk to people and develop good manners. Uneducated ones are ignorant. They don't have the sense to talk to people correctly. Important people should always be spoken to in a respectful way, saying up. There are even some here who address their husbands impolitely. To use respectful terms is royal. Eminent people should always be spoken to respectfully. Therefore, Baba advises you. Delhi, which used to be Paristan, has to be made into Paristan again. Therefore, everyone in Delhi has to be given the message. Very good advertising has to take place. Baba also continues to give you topics. Make a list of topics and continue to write. Come and understand how peace can be brought to the world. Come and understand how to become free from disease for 21 births. Things of such great happiness should be written. Come inside and become free from disease and double crowned in the golden age for 21 births. Definitely use the expression golden aged in everything you write. Make sure it's in beautiful writing so that people become happy when they see it. Such boards with pictures should also be put up outside your houses. Carry on with your business, etc., but also continue to do service at the same time. You don't do business throughout the whole day. You simply have to supervise everything. It is the assistant managers who do the work. Some rich and generous businessmen would give a good salary to their assistants and appoint them to a position. This here is unlimited service. Every other service is limited. You need a very broad and unlimited intellect to do this unlimited service. We are now conquering the world. We are also conquering death and becoming immortal. Many will come inside and try to understand when they see such writing as, "Come inside and understand how you can become the masters of the land of immortality." You can find many topics. You can make anyone into a master of the world. There is no name or trace of sorrow there. You children should have so much happiness. What has Baba come to make us into once again? You children understand that this old world has to become new. Death is standing just ahead. You can see how wars are continuing to take place. When the Great World War takes place, the whole play will come to an end. You know this very well. The father says with a lot of love, "Sweet children, the sovereignty of the world is for you. You were the masters of the world. You experienced a lot of happiness in Bharat. Ravan's kingdom doesn't exist there. Therefore, you should have such great happiness. You children should meet together and discuss these things. Publicize it in the newspapers. Drop leaflets from an aeroplane over Delhi. Send out invitations. This won't incur a lot of expense. If a senior officer were to come and understand this knowledge, he might even do that free of charge. Baba advises you that in a city like Calcutta, there should be a big first-class royal shop in the square. Many customers would then come. There should be big shops in cities like Madras and Bombay. Baba is also the businessman. Look at all the useless things not worth a penny that he takes from you, and look what he gives you in exchange. This is why he is remembered as the merciful one. He is the one who changes shells into diamonds, ordinary humans into deities. The greatness is of the One Father. What praise would you have if it weren't for the Father? You children should have the intoxication that God is teaching you. Your aim and objective of becoming like Narayan from an ordinary human is in front of you. Those who were the first to start unadulterated devotion are the ones who will come and make effort to claim a high status. Baba explains such good points. You children forget them, which is why Baba tells you to write them down. Continue to write down the topics. Doctors study books. You too are master spiritual surgeons. You are taught how to give injections to souls. This injection is of this knowledge. No needle, etc., is needed for this. Baba is the eternal surgeon. He comes and teaches souls. It is souls who have become impure. This is very easy. The Father is making us into the masters of the world. So should we not remember him? There is a lot of opposition from Maya. This is why Baba says, keep your chart and think about doing service, and you will have a lot of happiness. If there is no yoga, then no matter how well someone may give this knowledge, it would be very difficult for him to remain honest with the Father. If you feel that you are very clever and progressing well, you should send your chart of remembrance to Baba, so that Baba can understand to what extent you are telling the truth or not. Acha. You children have been told that you have to become the salesman of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Keep your aim and objective in front of you and remain intoxicated. Become master spiritual surgeons and give everyone an injection of this knowledge. Together with doing service, also keep a chart of remembrance and you will remain happy. 2. Have good manners when in conversation with others. Address others respectfully. Be generous-hearted in every task. Blessing. May you use your blessing of a divine intellect and divine insight. Stay like a lotus and stay beyond any attraction of your physical organs. As soon as every Brahmin child takes birth, he receives from Bapdada the blessing of a divine and powerful intellect and divine insight. The children who use their birthday gifts accurately remain stable like a lotus on the seat of an elevated stage. Any type of attraction, such as relations of bodies, possessions of bodies, or any physical organs, cannot attract them. They remain beyond all attractions and are constantly cheerful. They experience themselves to have stepped away from all of those iron-aged, impure and vicious attractions. Slogan: when you are no longer tempted, your being, an embodiment of power, will be revealed. Aviat signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Use your elevated thoughts and your power to move away quickly in a short time from the flow of any wasteful or sinful thoughts of other souls. Transform wasteful thoughts into pure thoughts. Being in one place, let there be the influence of your elevated thoughts and divine vision over many souls. Om Shanti.